Welcome in time for Daily Editorial, and one of the better Daily Editorials because Big Al is incredibly happy this morning, November 3rd. Big Al Cornland is also incredibly optimistic right now because I am seeing a major switch politically and I would have to say socially in our country right now. Before I turn the mic over to Jimmy, I want to say that there are a number of things that came up that perhaps some of you really don't think are very important, but I think are very important. Number one, the election results in Seattle, Washington are very, very important. Do you remember yesterday when I said that when I left Seattle on Monday, I mentioned in our Monday Daily Editorial that I have faith in the city again and that I had faith in the city again because I noticed a very, very different philosophical tenure when I was out trick-or-treating with my kids? Well, that very different philosophical tenure really came true in the election in Seattle. We're going to be talking about that as we progress. Jimmy, let's talk a little bit first about the situation with Beto O'Rourke in Texas.
Okay, so basically, this is just an indicator of what's happening
exactly
around the country.
I understand that.
Yeah, so basically in the Texas Senate race a couple years ago against Ted Cruz, Beto O'Rourke won a Democratic district that had been Democrat for a long time. It was set over 70% Hispanic. And this young man, Hispanic guy, John Luan, he won it last night 51-49. That's a 21-point swing away from progressive Democrats. What it means is Hispanic voters are looking to change the direction and actually supporting a more Save America approach, which I think is really, really important.
I do too.
I also think that, you know, you look at that example in Texas, that's one issue. But what's happening in Virginia and New Jersey is absolutely groundbreaking and stunning. So I'm happy to talk about what's happening right now with Glenn Youngkin and Terry McAuliffe's concession this morning in that race.
Let's continue on with some of the things that you feel are very important as a result of the election yesterday.
So, you know, there's the Glenn Youngkin pulls out a victory. The new attorney general is a Hispanic, I think a Cuban American, for Virginia. The new lieutenant governor is a immigrant black woman, Winsome.
Right.
I can't remember her last name. She was a former Marine, a staunch loyalist, and the first black woman to be in senior leadership in the state of Virginia. The Virginia State House flipped from Democrat to Republican. These are huge signals that the population is fed up with critical race theory. They're fed up with the media. They're fed up with the Biden administration, and they are supporting Save America, a Trump ideological movement to protect America. And I think that's really, really encouraging for those people that support strengthening America and don't look at the progressive agenda very positively. And of course, what's happening in New Jersey, where Phil Murphy, the incumbent governor, was ahead and expected to win by probably double digits, he's actually in a absolute like neck and neck tie with a few hundred votes of Cittarelli.
Exactly.
And that is stunning in New Jersey, especially. I mean, a lot of this is just frustration with the continued COVID lockdowns. A lot of it is frustration with the politics. But I think the bigger issue here is mainstream corporate media, MSNBC, NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN, Washington Post, New York Times, have been lambasting these Republican candidates, have called them liars, have done all these different things in order to support these Democratic views and these Democratic candidates. They've done everything they can to prop up the Joe Biden regime and the mistakes that they're making over and over again. And they're losing. With all that propaganda, these people are still losing. And that tells me that without their support, there'd be massive victories for more conservative values in the United States. I think that's where America's going. And I think there's some interesting things that will happen in Virginia with Youngkin as governor now that McAuliffe has conceded.
I agree 1,000%. Jimmy, I want to ask your opinion about what I'm about to say. I think that America, in a sense, was proven after the election last night, specifically after what I saw in Virginia, specifically after what I saw in the city of Seattle, which I know is only a microcosm. I realize that, but I think it's very indicative of what's going on in the country. I think that people are starting to realize, this is kind of an awkward thing sometimes to say, but they're starting to realize the biblical values are important. Give me an opinion on that, Jim.
I definitely think that people, I agree with you, that people are starting to say, wait a second. I think there's a lot of pressure on, you know, on people right now. The fear of COVID continues. The media continues that panic. And people are looking for something bigger and different. And I think mutual respect, I think the basic principles of, you know, treat others as you treat yourself, the golden rule. And I think the commandments are, you know, I think a lot of people just still believe that that's the way we should be going. And I think people want honesty and they want integrity. And what you're seeing with the media lies that are proven lies, what you're seeing with these politicians, I mean, Terry McAuliffe ran, I mean, he had the thing in his hand and he ran the dumbest campaign in the last, you know, 30 days because he was alienating regular Americans and saying their values weren't, you know, not right. And I think those values are important to people. And I think that's a great symbol going forward that, in fact, people are looking at those basic values, those principles that are outlined in Christian beliefs.
I think you're 100% right. Now, let me go on to one thing. Two things could happen here. Number one, I think it's almost guaranteed that the progressives are going to do everything they can, legal or not legal, to come back in the next election, the next big election. I also think you may see some violence within society. I know you're going to see a lot of very heated arguments, but I think the CHOP situation that occurred in Seattle may very well repeat itself in Seattle and in other cities, although the candidates in Seattle who were deadly against defunding the police by as much as 50% all lost. Thank God.
Yeah, no kidding. So there's a problem with the progressive left. They feel that they gained success by last year's massive rioting. Right. They believe that they can continue to influence and call people racist. Yeah, you know, Joy Reid calling the race in Virginia, you know, racist, you know, this is a white supremacy thing. A black woman won the lieutenant governor job. She's just a Republican against her ideologies. That's all. So you know, against the Joy Reid and the leftist progressive ideologies. That's the most unbelievable accusation you could make, and just ignorant. And the fact that these people are still out there paid pundits for these major corporate news agencies is stunning to me. But beyond that, they were inspired by their violence. They were inspired by their ability to influence things through the racial trope with George Floyd. So you may be right. It may move more towards using those types of tactics to get their way in order to shut down policies and shut down the vote. And I think what's interesting, and this is a really something that I believe will probably happen subtly, so with the state house, with the attorney general, with the lieutenant governor, with the governor's position in Virginia, they'll look at places like Loudoun County. They're going to look at Fairfax County, and they're going to look at some of the Richmond, and they're going to look in at for voter fraud, where when they were controlled by Democrats, those places were able to do interesting things, last minute voting. And we saw last night in the election that Fairfax County held up their vote and said, oh, we have to rescan the ballots. A lot of people speculated that they were having to count how many they needed if it was possible for them to change the outcome of the election. You watched a 10-point lead from Youngkin diminish down to just a couple of points in the last few hours because of these votes that kept coming in at the last minute. With a Republican House Attorney General, Governor, Lieutenant Governor, they're going to have the authorities to go ahead and investigate and to put controls back into some of these crazy voting laws in these some of these areas. And I think that's going to have a huge impact, especially in the 2022 election as we move forward. And then, of course, hopefully get us back on track to have confidence in our system for 2024. What we see in New Jersey is crazy right now. Again, you know, and I'm very hopeful that there'll be an opportunity for some of these Republicans to take charge and say, hey, look, let's get integrity back into our system so people trust it.
Well, I think the Republicans have to be very careful, Jimmy, about who they run as candidates. The candidates have to be squeaky clean. They have to be beyond reproach, and they have to be incredibly, incredibly intelligent.
It's funny you should say that, Al.
Why?
Because if you're Republican, you do have to do that. If you're a Democrat, you don't. You could have corrupt, slimy dirtbags that are still popular. And it's just, the irony is amazing to me, but anyway, continue. I apologize for interrupting.
No, that's not an apology, and that's a very valid statement. All I want to say is the Republicans have to be incredibly careful in who they put forth, because this is going to be an election, not only 22, but also 24, are both going to be elections that are going to very, very definitely play a major role in the future of the United States of America. And what I mean by that is America right now, not right now, but before this election, America was on its way down, in my opinion. I mean, anytime you have a president like Biden who quite frankly is not capable, anytime you have a vice president like Kamala Harris who's a puppet, that shows to me that the country is on its way downward. Thank God that people with moral values have changed the outcome, at least short term, for the future of my country and your country, Jim. Final word, Jimmy.
At least it's a start, but I will just remind everybody, and this is what's so disturbing to me, there were still a lot of people that voted for the other direction, and that's too bad.
Ladies and gentlemen, keep spreading the word. I'm not taking any credit. Jimmy's not taking any credit whatsoever for the outcome of this election. But even if 10 people out of the 100,000 or more who listen to this particular podcast, and this is a podcast, even if 10 people or 100 people or more, even if we made a difference in their opinion with the help of CFS, Irish Tony, Ebelon, everybody, even if we swayed the opinion of 100 people, we made a difference. Keep those comments coming. Jimmy, I love you. Thank you.
Take care, Al.